This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to clean your intellects. It is only when you have become clean that you will be able to become deities. Question. What is the predestined plan in this drama from which even the Father cannot become free? Answer. The Father has to come to his children every cycle. He has to make his impure and unhappy children pure and happy again. This plan is predestined in the drama. Even the Father cannot become free from this bondage. Question. What is the main speciality of the Father who teaches you? Answer. He is completely egoless, and he comes into this impure world and into an impure body. The Father is making you into the masters of heaven at this time. Then, from the Copper Age onwards, you build golden temples to him. Song. Take us far away from this world of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you heard the song in which it speaks of the two worlds. One is the world of sin, and the other is the world of charity, the world of happiness and the world of sorrow. There would surely be happiness in a new world, in a new building. There is only sorrow in this old home. That is why it has to be destroyed. You will then settle in your new home in happiness. Now you children know that no human being knows God. Because it is the kingdom of Ravan, the intellect of everyone has become completely like stone and tamopratan. The Father comes and explains, everyone calls me God, but no one knows me. If they don't know who God is, they are of no use. It is people in sorrow who call out, O Prabhu, O Ishwar. However, it is a wonder that not a single human being knows who the unlimited Father, the Creator, is. They say that he is omnipresent, that God is in the crocodiles and alligators. They defame God. They defame the Father a great deal, which is why there are God's versions. It is when the people of Bharat come down the ladder and become tamopratan, while defaming the deities and myself, that I then come. Children say, we have to play these parts again according to the drama. The Father says, this drama is predestined. I am also tied by the bond of this drama. Even I cannot become free from this drama. I have to come to purify the impure. Otherwise, who would establish the new world? Who would free you children from the sorrow of the kingdom of Ravan and send you to the new world? There are many wealthy people in this world who think that they are sitting in heaven. They have wealth, palaces and aeroplanes. However, some suddenly become ill and die while sitting somewhere. There is so much sorrow. They don't know that there is never untimely death in the Golden Age. There is no question of sorrow there. There, people's lifespans are long, whereas here they die suddenly. Such things do not happen in the Golden Age. No one knows what happens there. This is why the Father says, they have very degraded intellects. I come and make their intellects clean. Ravan makes their intellects degraded and like stone, whereas God is making your intellects clean. The Father is changing you from human beings into deities. All of you children say that you have come here in order to become Sun Dynasty emperors and empresses. Your aim and objective is to become the Narayan in front of you from an ordinary human. This is the story of becoming true Narayan. Then, on the path of devotion, a Brahmin priest relates that story. However, no one there really becomes Narayan from an ordinary human. You have definitely come here to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Some people ask you, what is the aim of your organization? Tell them, our aim is to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. However, this is not an organization, it is a family. The mother, the father, and the children are sitting here. On the path of devotion, you used to sing, you are the mother and the father. O mother and father, when you come, we will receive a great deal of happiness from you. We will become the masters of the world. You are now becoming the masters of the world, and in that the masters of heaven too. Now, on seeing such a father, your mercury of happiness should rise so high. He is the one whom you have been remembering for half a cycle. O God, come! When you come, we will receive a great deal of happiness from you. This unlimited Father gives you the unlimited inheritance, and in that one that lasts for 21 births too. The Father says, I make you belong to the divine community, whereas Ravan makes you belong to the devilish community. I establish the original eternal deity religion. Because of purity, everyone there has a long lifespan. Here, people are bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures, and they die suddenly. There, the inheritance you receive is the result of your yoga. Your lifespans will be 150 years. You will leave your bodies at the right time and take others. It is only the Father who sits here and gives you this knowledge. Devotees search for God. They believe that to study the scriptures and to go on pilgrimages, etc., are all paths to meet God. The Father says those are not the right paths. Only I can show you the path. You used to say, O God, the one who is the stick for the blind, come, take us to a land of peace and happiness. Therefore only the Father shows you the path to the land of happiness. The Father never causes sorrow. People have falsely accused the Father. When someone dies, they start insulting God. The father says, I do not kill anyone or cause sorrow for anyone. All of that is in each one's part. There is no untimely death or sorrow in the kingdom that I establish. I send you to a land of happiness. You children should have goose pimples that Baba is making you into the most elevated human beings. People do not know that the confluence age is called the most elevated age. Devotees on the path of devotion have created the most elevated month, etc. In fact, the most elevated age is when the Father comes and makes you into the most elevated beings. You are now becoming the most elevated human beings. The most elevated human beings of all are Lakshmi and Narayan. Human beings do not understand anything. Only the Father is the one who takes you into the stage of ascent. It is very easy to explain the picture of the ladder to anyone. The Father says, now that the play has come to an end, you have to go home. You now have to leave those old dirty costumes. At first, you were Satyabhritan in the new world. Then, while taking 84 births, you became Tamabhritan Shudras. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras. The Father has now come to give you the fruit of your devotion. The Father had given you the fruit in the Golden Age. The Father is the bestower of happiness. When the Father, the purifier, comes, not only does he make human beings of the whole world pure, he also makes nature Satyabhritan. Even nature is now Tamabhritan. People are not able to obtain grain, etc. They think that they will do such and such so that they will have a good harvest the following year, but nothing happens. No one can prevent natural calamities from taking place. There will be famine, earthquakes, and disease. There will also be rivers of blood. This is the same Mahabharat war. The Father says, now claim your inheritance. I have come to give you children the inheritance of heaven. Maya, Ravan, curses you. She gives you the inheritance of hell. This play is predestined. The Father says, according to the drama, I establish the temple of Shiva, Shivalay. This barrack was the temple of Shiva, and it has now become a brothel. People continue to drown in this ocean of poison. You children know that Baba is now to take you to the temple of Shiva, and so you should experience a great deal of happiness. God, the Unlimited One, is teaching you. The Father says, I am making you into the masters of the world. The people of Bharat do not know their own religion, that their genealogical tree is the greatest, and that all other genealogical trees emerge from it. They do not know which genealogical tree existed or what the original eternal religion was. The genealogical tree is of those who belong to the original eternal deity religion. The second number is of those who belong to the Moon Dynasty. Then there is the genealogical tree of the people of Islam. No one else can explain the secrets of the whole tree. Just look how many genealogical trees there are now. There are so many branches. This is a tree of the variety of religions. It is only the Father who comes and inculcates these aspects into your intellects. This is a study. You should study this every day. God speaks, "I make you into the kings of kings." People become impure kings by donating perishable wealth. "I make you so pure that you become the masters of the world for 21 births. There is no untimely death there. Each of you leaves your body according to your own time. The Father has explained the secrets of the drama to you children. It is just as easy to explain this drama as it is to explain other films and dramas that have emerged. Nowadays they make many dramas, etc. People have developed a great deal of interest in them. All of those dramas are limited, whereas this drama is unlimited. At this time, there is a great deal of pomp of Maya. Human beings think that heaven has already been made. Previously, there were not such large buildings, etc. There is so much opposition now. God is creating heaven, and Maya also shows her heaven. All of that is the pomp of Maya. She is about to fall. Maya is very powerful. You have to turn your faces away from her. The Father is the Lord of the poor. For the wealthy, it is heaven, whereas the poor are in hell. Therefore, those living in hell have to become the residents of heaven. Only the poor will claim this inheritance. The wealthy think that they are sitting in heaven. Heaven and hell exist here. Only you now understand all of these things. Barrett has become such a beggar. Barrett used to be so wealthy. There was the one original eternal religion. Even now they dig up so many old things. They say, this thing is this many years old. They dig up bones and say that they are many hundreds of thousands of years old. Now, where could bones hundreds of thousands of years emerge from? They have put such great prices on those things. The Father explains, "I come to grant salvation to all. I enter this one. This Brahma is corporeal." Then this Brahma becomes an angel, a resident of the subtle region. That one is subtle, and this one is corporeal. The Father says, "I come at the end of the last of his many births." This one was number one pure, and then became number one impure. I enter him because he is the one who has to become number one pure again. He does not say that he is God or that he is so-and-so. The Father also understands that he enters this body and makes everyone Satupratthana through him. The Father now explains to you children that you came bodiless and took 84 births and played your parts, and that now you have to return home. Consider yourselves to be souls, and break the arrogance of your bodies. You simply have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no other difficulty. Those who listen to this knowledge and become pure will become the masters of the world. This is such a huge school. The Father, the one who teaches us, is so egoless that he comes into the impure world and into this impure body. On the path of devotion, you create so many beautiful golden temples to him. At this time, I am making you into the masters of heaven, and so I come and sit in an impure body. Then, on the path of devotion, you place my image in the Somnath temple. You build temples of gold and diamonds, because you know that he made you into the masters of the world. This is why you show him favour and offer him hospitality. The significance of everything has been explained to you. Devotion is at first unadulterated, and then it becomes adulterated. Just look how people even worship human beings nowadays. Just look how they sit on the bank of the Ganges and call themselves Shiva. The mothers go and offer them milk. They even worship them. This Dada also did that. He was a number one worshipper. It is a wonder. The Father says, this is such a wonderful world. Baba explains to you children all the secrets of how heaven is created and how hell is created. This knowledge is not in the scriptures. Those are the scriptures of philosophies. This is spiritual knowledge, which no one except the spiritual father and you Brahmins can give. No one except you Brahmins can receive this spiritual knowledge. You cannot become deities until you become Brahmins. You children should have a great deal of happiness that God, not Sri Krishna, is teaching you. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And you, spiritual children, say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. You must turn your face away from the great pomp of Maya. Constantly have goose pimples of happiness, knowing that you are becoming the most elevated human beings and that God himself is teaching you. 2. In order to claim your fortune of the kingdom of the whole world, simply become pure. Just as the Father is completely egoless and enters this impure world and an impure body, so you also have to become as egoless as the Father and do service. Blessing. May you be a perfect angel who has all relationships with one and becomes free from all supports. When something you are cooking is nearly ready, it begins to leave the sides of the pot. Similarly, the closer you continue to come to your perfect stage, the more you will detach yourself from everyone. When you have detached yourself from all bondages with your attitude, that is, when you do not have any attachment to anyone, you will then become a perfect angel. To have all your relationships with the One is the destination. By doing this, you will experience the final destination of an angelic life to be close. The wandering of your intellect will stop. Slogan: Love is such a magnet that it also brings those who defame you close to you. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. In order to serve with your mind and intellect have to be free from any wasteful thinking. They should be in the easy form of the mantra of Man Man Above. Those elevated souls who have elevated minds, that is, who have powerful thoughts and have good wishes and pure feelings, are able to donate powers through their minds. Om Shanti.